Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Great Divide podcast with your host, me, Alan Jacoby. Hope you're all well. Today, I want to talk about the Pelosi payday and the Democrats' power grab attempts by ramming all kinds of radical legislation through the House as much as they possibly can down the Republicans' throats in order to grab as much power as possible. And Pelosi's payday through the American Rescue Plan. You know, from H.R. 1 to voting to defund the police to the Equality Act to all the gun grabbing bills, the House Democrats have shown their true colors when it comes to unity. There is no unity. They don't want unity. The only unity they want is amongst themselves. They want to unify against the right, against conservatives, Republicans. They want full control. They don't want any compromise. They are in for it all. And they are looking to steamroll any Republican that gets in their way. And if there's a Democrat that is not cooperating with the mob, that's what they are, the mob mentality, the mob, they will eat each other alive. Democrats will eat each other's heads off. They are refusing to work with Republicans. They made across the aisle. They've made that abundantly clear. And they're going to ram anything they can, which they've been doing, through the House in the hopes that it passes the Senate and gets on Sleepy Joe's desk and gets signed into law. It's a tremendous power grab. And the H.R. 1, the election bill, we know is one of the biggest attempts at the power grab by the Democrats. You know, the H.R. 1, the election bill, it federalizes elections. I've talked about this before. It eliminates voter ID nationwide. So places where you needed ID to vote, you won't need it anymore because those state laws will be null and void. You need an ID to buy alcohol. You need an ID to drive your car. You need an ID to do just about anything in this country. But if H.R. 1 passes, which the Democrats want, you will not need ID to go and vote, which to me just has all the writing on the wall of, hey, we have no problem with who votes. We're not going to check IDs anyway. So come one, come all. Doesn't matter. We want to win. Yay, Democrats, please. H.R. 1 eliminates all constitutional rights of all the individual states when it comes to elections. And it's in the Constitution that all the states regulate and run their own elections. So again, Democrats want to use the Constitution as a doormat. But that's not surprising. The H.R. 1 allows felons to vote, allows 16-year-olds to vote. So pedophiles, child molesters, rapists, murderers, other felons, and 16-year-olds all get to vote. And since all 16-year-olds will be able to vote, I don't really know many rational 16-year-olds. I know they're out there, many rational 16-year-olds who should be voting for anything. They'll all be recruited by the liberals and Democrats. And yeah, so that they're going to strengthen their party with 16-year-olds. So like, I'm a Republican. I don't want 16-year-old Republicans voting. I think it's stupid. Yes. H.R. 1 allows ballot harvesting. So people could come to your house. They can come to your neighborhood and they'll collect everybody's ballots, harvest them in the hopes that they get to where they need to go. Yeah, that's a problem. And it's illegal in a lot of states. H.R. 1 allows taxpayer-funded political campaigns. Even if you don't like the candidate that's running in your area and you don't have a say in it, your taxpayer money, we're paying for it. We're paying for that political campaign. The list goes on. H.R. 1, look it up, congress.gov. It is unbelievable. Everyone gets automatically registered to vote. That is probably one of the big reasons the borders were open, how they were. Because 11 million people on the pathway to citizenship the wrong way because the Democrats are looking for the votes. I say it so many times. The largest Democratic voting registration drive in U.S. history is opening the border. So much to list with that H.R. 1. The Democrats are passing huge bills in the House with zero bipartisan support. Zero. They're just getting them through. And our only hope is that in the Senate, when they debate and fight, that they can defeat these bills and they don't get signed into law. And it's interesting because now you have the filibuster, and the filibuster is a useful tool in order to hold radical legislation up and ultimately not allowing it to get signed into law. The filibuster, you need 60 votes, not a simple majority. And the Democrats, another power grab, they want to eliminate the filibuster so they can get their 50-50 vote and then have Kamala Harris come in, march in, and be the 51st vote and tiebreaker and pass everything they want into law. Well, that, you know, eliminating the filibuster, it would ensure that big government controls everything, and that the Democrats will, they'll be able to control the world eliminating the filibuster. But it'll also bite them in the ass, because if they eliminate the filibuster, then when they lose the majority, which they will lose the majority, then the Republicans can use it against them. You know, the Democrats used the filibuster for every GOP sponsored bill in the last session of Congress that they possibly could. So now that it's not good for them, they want to get rid of it. So again, when it's gone, then it won't be there, and the Republicans will have the majority, and they will get nothing passed, and they won't have the option of using the filibuster. So that's something to think about. The filibuster is there for a reason, but they want to get rid of that. Chucky Schumer wants to pack the court. They want to pack the lower courts with liberal judges, so that nothing can come from the right, that the right is completely wiped away. Republican opinion does not matter. 74 million people who voted for Donald Trump are told to go jump off a bridge, because that's exactly what Joe Biden did on January 20th when he got in the Oval. He told half the country to screw themselves. That's what he did. And he did not care. So you have all those ridiculous bills, the gun grabbing bills. They want to do restrictions. They want to do bans. Senator Dianne Feinstein wants to ban specifically AR-15s. Yeah, well, again, if the government's telling you that you don't need an AR-15, well then, guess what, friends? You need an AR-15. They are against walls and guns, but what are they hiding behind in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol? Walls and guns. They want it for them, but not for us. And not for our southern border. Walls are bad. Walls are bad. They make us racist and white supremacists. But back when Obama, Clinton, Schumer, they all made speeches about how we needed tightened border security and a wall or a fence, tightening up the southern border. Illegal immigration is bad. But now they've become so radicalized that no, we want the illegal immigrants, because they're going to come here and they're going to vote Democrat, because we're going to pass this ridiculous election bill, H.R. 1, that's going to ensure and accelerate our power grab beyond expectation. H.R. 1 is very bad, very dangerous. It is not for the People's Act. It's for the Democrats Act because it's a power grab. If you're unfamiliar with it and you've heard everything I just said and there's more in there, you should do your own research, look it up, and see what it's all about, because it will destroy the fabric of America. It's unconstitutional. First of all, there are things in there that are unconstitutional. Well, speaking of ridiculousness, I wanted to talk also about the American Rescue Plan, the COVID relief bill that is supposed to save us from the pandemic and save our economy and save the American worker and the American taxpayer and the American citizen and all this good stuff. And the only thing the American Rescue Plan I see is doing is furthering the left's agenda and taking care of their special interests. You have a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, and it's the most expensive bill in American history, the most expensive single bill in American history, this American Rescue Plan. And it doesn't really rescue anybody because most of it is not for direct COVID relief. But mainstream media and the Democrats will fool you and decorate it really nice and pretty to make everybody love it and say, this is what we need. And Republicans are bad for voting no because they only care about themselves. No, idiots. Republicans care about the future of this country and its prosperity and its strength and its freedom. So, most expensive single bill in American history, the American Rescue Plan, $1.9 trillion. So think about that. Most expensive bill. World War II cost our government $4.8 trillion, almost $5 trillion. $4.8 trillion is what World War II cost our government, which that was $4.8 trillion then. Imagine what it would cost us today. So our country's total COVID relief, all the spending together with this is going to be, now it's $5.5 trillion. That's a lot of coin. It's a lot of money. And where's all the money coming from? It's going to cost us, the American taxpayer, it's going to cost us dearly. Don't say it's not. If you can tell me how it's not, then I'll listen, because it's already going to start to cost us this year. But so I broke it down a little bit. I was reading up on this and I wanted to go over it. This bill, because the taxes are going to go up, we're going to have to pay for it eventually. With $5.5 trillion in COVID relief spending, which most of is not for COVID relief, it'll end up costing every taxpayer in America more than $5,000 each when we're going to eventually have to pay it back. Our children will be paying it back. Our grandchildren will be paying it back. And it's, to me, it's, and a few people I talk to describe it like this. It's like one of those email money scams. You get the email from like the guy in Nigeria saying he wants to give you all this money, and then you keep reading and they promise you millions of dollars, but first you have to wire them money. That's what I feel like the American Rescue Plan is like. Because they're promising us all this money, but we'll be paying more than we'll be personally receiving as relief. $1,400? Give me a break. Give me a break. It's like, it's a scam. It's the scam of a relief, of this relief bill. It showers money on Democrat special interests. That's all it's doing. And oh no, it's not. It's for vaccine distribution and it's for helping small business. Yeah, that's in there too. That's a very small percentage of it. Okay. Pelosi's payday is what this is, people. Pelosi's payday. 9% of this $1.9 trillion is for trying to get rid of the virus. 9% direct virus relief, COVID relief. It's about 9% of this $1.9 trillion. San Francisco, blue state, Nancy Pelosi, California, they're going to get out of this bill, San Francisco alone, $600 million. And it's going to wipe out about 90% of San Francisco's budget deficit. Budget deficit. Poor managing, mismanaging of local government budget. But me, living in New York, or you living in Florida, or someone else living in Texas, or wherever you are, we're going to be paying for it. So San Francisco is going to get $600 million. And guess who's going to get $150 million, everyone? $150 million is going to go to Microsoft. Big tech wins. And what's the $150 million for? Cyber security. There's about $600 million or $650 million going to cybersecurity, and $150 million of that is going to Microsoft. Yep. Big tech wins in this bill. Democrats win. Fancy Nancy wins. The big Pelosi payday. Medicare, that they're going to, this is good. This big American rescue plan to the rescue, but they're going to cut out $36 billion from Medicare, cutting it starting this year. So I have to stop and ask, is this whole COVID virus not urgent? Is it not urgent enough for Democrats to protect health benefits for seniors and to keep hospitals and medical facilities running in their districts? So $36 billion they're cutting. So they're cutting money out of important things in this bill. But it's okay. It's okay. Because, wait, there's more. But this Medicare cut, it's like, I mean, it sounds almost as bad as Cuomo putting infected seniors back in nursing homes. They're sick. Throw them in the nursing home. They're old. They're going to die. It's okay. They're old anyway. Who cares? Who cares? $36 billion, we're going to cut it out of Medicare. No one's even going to notice. So what? Some seniors lose their health benefits and can't afford health coverage. So what that certain health facilities may have to close down is it the end of the pandemic? Are we in the middle of the pandemic? The date of this recording is the 1 year anniversary of 15 days to slow the spread. Give me a break. Yeah. $36 billion cut out of Medicare. It's okay because, well, it's everyone's getting $1,400. Everyone's getting $1,400, so everyone should just shut up and be happy, right? And small businesses are going to get a little bit of money. And, you know, it's speechless for a second there. Brain fart, because is that much toxic fumes from reading this, just reading the details of the bill. It's insanity. But Democrats got a win on this, another win, because they got their useless and unaffordable, I might add, Obamacare expansion. Yes, they're cutting Medicare and they're expanding Obamacare. You know, high deductibles, you could barely find a provider to take it. Unaffordable if you need to buy it. And they're expanding it a little over $34 billion. And that's, you know, just another part of Pelosi's payday. And that's the largest expansion since it came about in 2010. So $34 billion, expanding Obamacare, and we're going to cut $36 billion out of Medicare. Great. Great. And the another one. This one's good. So the Democrats say they need $130 billion. $130 billion is needed, according to the Democrats, to reopen schools. That's awesome, right? I mean, you think about it when they say, wow, yeah, $130 billion. Here, make it rain. Throw that money. Let's get the schools open. Let's get the kids back in school immediately. We're going to get the schools open right now, right? $130 billion. We passed it. It's happening. No, it's not. Only $6 billion of that $130 billion is allocated to help schools this year. So the rest of the money, well, what about it's COVID relief. COVID's now. We need to open the schools now. What's $6 billion going to do for all these schools in the United States? We earmarked $130 billion. Oh, well, the rest of the money, or at least two-thirds of the money, can't be spent until 2023 or later, 2024. Yeah. So that makes you kind of scratch your head. What's happening in 2023 and 2024? I mean, does that mean Democrats expect schools to reopen 2 years from now, that all the schools aren't opening? What gives on that? What's with the money being spent 2 years after the COVID pandemic? So I'm not quite understanding that. But hey, maybe someone can explain it to me. Maybe there's a really, really intelligent Democrat that can explain to me why that money isn't being spent for some of it 2 years from now. It seems like the bill is saying that hey, you know, some schools 2 years from now, they're going to be spending money on reopening schools. So I can't figure that out. And the real reason, right, is Democrats, they do not have, there is no plan. They have no plan to get kids back in the classroom full time now. They have no plan. They're winging it. That they're talking all this rhetoric and nonsense. They're winging it. And they're not even winging it well, because we know the Biden administration is owned by teachers unions. So it's most likely the real reason, because all these lazy teachers want to sit home on their asses and not be in school and then say, oh, but we're not vaccinated. Yeah, they said you don't need to be vaccinated to get your asses back in there and teach our kids. The kids need to be back in school. Open all the schools fully. Enough is enough. Get them open. Get the kids back in there. Children's mental health is at stake. They're not talking about depression amongst kids. They're not talking about suicide amongst kids. But it's happening. Nobody's talking about it, but it's happening. The kids need to be back in schools. There are a lot of places where schools are open. There are a lot of places that they're doing both. It's just tear down the plexiglass. Get the kids back in school. Enough is enough already. Our children need to be in the school environment. End of story. So yeah, $130 billion for schools, $6 billion getting spent this year, and the rest of it gets to just float around out there for the next 2 years. You got to think $1.9 trillion, it's a lot of money to account for. Not to mention, there's still about a trillion or more money out there from the last COVID relief bills. Who's accounting for all this money? You're telling me it's all on the up and up? We're talking about government politicians here. And it gets a little crazier. It really does. If you think this bill truly is to help the American citizen and the American working citizen, anyone in America, you're wrong. This bill, it's mostly a blue state bailout. Yes, because all of these Democrat-run states are getting huge bailouts. They're saying $350 billion is needed for state and local governments to recover from the pandemic, which is such bullshit. It's nonsense. Headline after headline after headline, it's reported that most of the states are not in financial distress. Municipalities are not laying off government employees, unless, of course, they're voting to defund the police, but that has nothing to do with the pandemic. That's just stupid Democrats pandering to more ridiculousness. Has nothing to do with that. States aren't in financial distress. As a matter of fact, some states, they saw an increase in revenue the last year during the pandemic, municipalities. And some have a budget surplus, like the big blue state of California. They have a budget surplus, the state. But guess what? San Francisco, I call it San Francisco. That's how I'm going to refer. San Francisco is getting $600 million to wipe out 90% of their budget deficit because someone does not know how to handle money and balance a budget in government. Don't worry, Nancy Pelosi's district, she's got it under control. She's got the $600 million for San Francisco. Pelosi's payday. This is how these Democrats get reelected. They use our money to bail out their poorly run cities and states. And then they say, oh, Fancy Nancy comes through again. How old is she? 106? We're going to reelect her. Get over it, lady. She needs to go. This one's a win. And thank God for this. Thank God the Senate, they cut Fancy Nancy's $140 million subway tunnel out of the bill. Yes, she tried to put a project in there in the COVID relief bill in her district for a subway tunnel for the price tag of $140 million. You are mad, woman. You are absolutely insane. I am not paying for your $140 million subway tunnel. But I guess I'm paying for the $600 million bailout for San Francisco. So who am I kidding? So the blue states and cities and counties, they're facing budget deficits because of mismanaging finances. And they've been mismanaging these finances way before COVID. But now they have an opportunity here to get money into their districts to balance their budget, make people happy, and reelect Democrats. But they get bailed out on our dime. If you're in a red state, you're paying. Your taxes are going towards paying to bail out blue states. Do your research. It's all there. Bad behavior and governing gets rewarded with billions and billions of dollars from us, the taxpayers, and our children and our grandchildren because they've mortgaged their future, people. This is not just going to go away unless they come up with some miracle money-making scheme. Oh, but they might be. Yeah, they might be because President Biden is putting forward the first major tax hike since 1993. And if you think it's just for the wealthy, well, they may be getting directly taxed, but it's going to affect us all. Inflation, product pricing going up to make up for the taxes that they have to pay. So yeah, we're all going to feel it. We're all paying for it. So it's all a money-making, it's like a money laundering scheme is what it is. It's like a giant money laundering scheme by Democrats. That's what it is. they have, I actually had to write a couple of these numbers down. So the Democrats added on an extra $25,000 bonus for state employees. So I guess over a course of a certain amount of time that these employees get these bonuses, but they ban tax cuts for us regular taxpayers. We don't get tax cuts. We're going to get our taxes raised, and state employees, government employees, they're going to get $25,000 in bonuses. So if you work for the government, you get a bonus. If you work for a private company, you get zero, nothing. You get nothing. So that's fair. But taxes will go up, and all this, and all you're going to get is $1,400 when it's all said and done. That's it. $1,400. So, how is that COVID relief? And it's funny that's not being talked about. That's not being talked about in the media. That's not being listed in all of these details on the COVID relief bill, the American Rescue Plan. No. Well, number one, who's the average person that's going to spend the time and read the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of the bill? I read a lot of it. I keep reading it. I keep finding more and more interesting stuff. It's pretty wild. Read it. When you're sitting on the toilet, you got to do something. I mean, to me, I wish the paper it was printed on was softer, because you know how I'd be using it in the toilet. It's ridiculous. Well, then we have there's a few other, and I'm not even covering them all, people. These are just ones that stood out to me. How about the almost $40 billion? They're just shy of $40 billion. I'm going to say 40. I mean, you might as well. We're throwing all this money around. It's like, I don't know, $37 or $38 billion point something. $40 billion to colleges and universities. What in the actual fuck, I said it, are we giving $40 billion to colleges and universities out of a COVID relief bill? Yeah. And on top of that, just recently, you have colleges like Columbia University. Columbia University decides they want to have, and I'm using a word that they're not, they want to have segregated graduations by race, gender identification, ethnicity, income levels. Yes. Yes. They want to have six different ceremonies based on income levels, race, and other ways people identify. And they want to call it multicultural. Multicultural, my ass. It's segregation and it's racist, and I don't understand how it's being tolerated or allowed. This is a major, major university. And $40 billion of our COVID relief plan, the American Rescue Plan, $40 billion going to colleges and universities. Just shoot me now. This is just ridiculous. And then once they write that check, they have to write another check for $15 billion to bail out the airlines. You know, because they struggled so much. They're going to throw people off planes for not putting masks on two-year-olds and then tell them that they're shit out of luck, that they're not refunding the money for tickets and leaving them stranded in cities. But they get $15 billion of our money for a bailout? Eat shit. $15 billion to bail out airlines. How is all this COVID relief feeling now? Have you choked on it yet? Have you been able to digest it? Are you chewing on it some more? It's not going down very smooth, is it? How about after that check is written, we got to write another check for another $15 billion for taxpayer-funded health care that illegal aliens are eligible for? Yes, $15 billion so that you and I can pay for clinic visits and checkups and medication and all this other nonsense for illegal aliens, people that are here illegally, who are probably working off the books at a job that an American should be working on the books. Yes, $15 billion taxpayer-funded health care for illegals. Yep. It's insanity. It's disgusting. It makes me gag. Seriously. I'm all about being generous. If you told me $1.9 trillion, and I'll say, let's say 50% of it was going directly in the pockets of American citizens, great. And maybe the other half is going to, you know, to help schools and then the small businesses and the rent relief and all that stuff. But no, we're all going to get 14. I don't qualify. People are going to get $1,400 checks. They say 85% of the households will most likely get it, be eligible for it. Just $1,400 and a prayer. It's insulting. It's completely insulting. You know, will this bill help people get back to work? No, it will not help people get back to work. I don't care what anybody says. And will the bill help children get into the classroom immediately? No, it's not going to help children get back in the classroom immediately. That's just bureaucratic bullshit and fighting with teachers' unions and nonsense, because the CDC says we can open schools fully, Sleepy Joe. So get your head out of your ass, wake up from your nap, put another log on the fire when you get back from opening the schools. You're a disgrace. You and your Chucky doll, Jen Psaki. But will it put a strain on us? Will it put a strain on the American taxpayer? Absolutely, yes, it will. 100% it's going to put a strain on us. Is it going to stimulate the American economy? Not the way they're spending it. Not giving people $1,400 and saying, here you go. Go stimulate the economy with your $1,400. Yeah, okay. Small businesses will get some assistance and payroll protection so people can keep their jobs. But right now, people really aren't getting laid off. More and more people are getting hired and hired and hired. I have so many friends in the trades, whether it be floor guys, siding guys, roofers, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, cement guys, masons, you name it. They're all constantly posting on Facebook, we need a laborer, we need a mason, I need a floor sander, a floor installer, all these people looking to hire and pay well. And they're not getting people to apply for these jobs because people are sitting home on their knit hat wearing, Hot Pocket eating asses, playing Xbox in mommy's basement on unemployment and won't get up and go to work. And that is another bigger problem. I'm not going to get into that. But you know what I'm saying. They're out there. And the jobs are out there. Don't tell me the jobs aren't out there when I see my own eyes that jobs are out there. Restaurants, that the capacity is increasing and increasing. They're looking for people. And they're having trouble finding servers because, again, people are sitting home on unemployment. It should not be allowed. The jobs are there. They're not checking to see if people are getting jobs. These people are milking unemployment, and we're paying for that too, on top of everything else the Democrats want to take out of our pockets because they're not putting anything in. $1,400 does nothing for most. It does help with some things, but for how long? It's a flash in the pan. This bill's just throwing out money. It's just throwing out money with no accountability. There's no accountability of this money. There's no way they're going to be able to account for all this money. And there's, again, another $1 trillion that's unspent out there from the last relief packages. And those relief packages were bad too. You know, hundreds of millions of dollars for libraries and all this other BS. You want a COVID relief bill? All these COVID relief bills for $5.5 trillion. Each American should have, each tax-paying American, not illegal aliens, every hardworking taxpayer American should have a minimum $5,000, $7,000. Give everyone a check for $10,000. There's no reason why $15 billion has to go to the airlines. There's no reason why $15 billion has to go to taxpayer-funded healthcare for illegal aliens. There's no reason $40 billion has to go to colleges and universities who want to segregate their kids at graduation. That's a lot of coin right there that could be going into your pocket and the pockets of people that desperately need the actual COVID relief. Just throwing it out there with no accountability. That's what they're doing. This bill, it's not going to speed up the, you know, our return to normal. It has nothing to do with anything. This bill has nothing to do with that. It's not going to happen. What it's going to do, it's going to put a financial burden on, again, the hardworking American and the future generations with nothing but unnecessary debt. And again, it's going to be compounded more because, like I just mentioned, President Biden, he's introducing the first major tax hike since 1993, and we are all going to feel it. Don't care what you say. It's not an argument. I'm right. You're wrong. You're going to feel it. I'm going to feel it. And that's just going to be how it is until the next cycle comes through. Who knows what's going to happen in the next 4 years? Who knows what kind of damage is going to be done by then? All I know is these $1,400 checks, all of these Antifa people, you know, anti-government, are they all going to accept their $1,400 checks? How many of them are on government subsidy programs and unemployment and that are going to get their $1,400 checks, but they march around setting fire, saying they're anti-government like a bunch of whiny, baby, immature assholes? They're all going to get their $1,400. Maybe they're going to buy a new black knit hat or a mask, or I don't know, can they go to MolotovCocktail.com and spend the money there? Maybe. I will say this, people, I'm going to leave it with this. That $1,400, those of you that do get it, and it's well-deserved, I wish it was more. I think it should be more. I think it's a tragedy on what the United States government is calling COVID relief when it's not. But again, I'm glad something is coming. I don't agree with the bill at all. I stand with the Republicans. You know, agree, disagree, hate me for it. I think this bill should have been tanked. Bill should have been ripped apart and separated, and more money should have been going in your pockets. But that $1,400 check, make sure when you get it, you're spending it at small businesses. Do not spend it at big box stores. Do not run to Target with it. Do not get on Amazon.com and purchase things from them. Go down the street to the main street in your town and go to the store that sells the product you're looking for, that's owned by a community member, that's owned by the mom and pop, that's owned by us, the American hardworking taxpaying citizen, not big corporations, not big tech, not big box. To hell with all of them. And that's it. This is where we're at, people. You're getting your $1,400. There's a lot of wasteful spending, which, by the way, Democrats are agreeing with. Plenty of Democrats out there, even a few of them said that they're embarrassed of what's in this bill, and they should be. Every single person on that blue side should be ashamed of what's in this bill. And the only good coming out of it, $1,400 checks for the people that need it. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of money going in pockets. There's going to be billions of dollars going into the pockets of those that don't. That's it for this one, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. Again, thank you for the unbelievable support. I'm getting so many people reaching out. The followers are increasing by the day. Please take a minute. You know, find me on every podcast platform: iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You could just Google The Great Divide Podcast with Alan Jacoby or whatever podcast app you use. I'm on there. Like, subscribe, comment. The more you like, subscribe, and comment, it helps other people see the podcast too. I'm on YouTube. Go and subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Great Divide Podcast with Alan Jacoby on YouTube. There's a bunch of new videos up there. I just did a great interview with the director of a great documentary, The Trump I Know, Matt Thayer. He took the time to interview with me. The documentary is amazing. That's available on Amazon and Apple TV, and Google Play. Go see it. Go check out the video on YouTube. It's also on my Facebook page, The Great Divide Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, The Great Divide Podcast. Just come and find me, people. We'll have a lot of fun together. You know, I'm looking to entertain you, give you my view. I'm looking to hear yours. Email me, thegreatdivide1776 at gmail.com. Get me on social media. Find me. Talk to me. Engage. Be well. Take care of yourselves. Thank a cop. God bless our military. And best of all, most of all, God bless America. You take care. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.